Hello, this is your daily dose of news from On Manorama. I'm your host Harita and these are the major news stories of the day. NIA takes over probe of brutal Udaipur murder, slaps UAPA on accused. Maharashtra governor orders flow test for embattled Maha Vikas Aghadi on Thursday. Ruling alliance seeks Supreme Court relief. PricewaterhouseCoopers director linked to Veena Vijayan's firm. Muvattupuzha MLA Kural Nadan releases proof. PC George to be questioned over conspiracy against Kerala CM. Kerala government to approach Supreme Court against Vijay Babu's anticipatory bail. Let's get into the details. The National Investigation Agency has registered a case under the Anti-Terror Unlawful Activities Prevention Act or the UAPA in connection with the heinous murder of a tailor in Rajasthan's Udaipur by two people. The town of Udaipur witnessed a shocking incident on Tuesday when Riyas Akhtari slit Telly's throat with a cleaver, as Gauss Mohammed, another accused, recorded the act on a mobile phone. In the video clip, one of the purported assailants declared that they had beheaded the man and then threatened the Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Indirectly, the assailants referred to Nupur Sharma, the BJP leader suspended from the party over a remark on Prophet Muhammad. Kanhaiya Lal, the victim, was recently arrested by the local police over some remarks made on social media. Maharashtra Governor Bhagat Singh Koshyari has asked Legislature Secretary to hold a flow test of Chief Minister Uddhav Thackeray-led Maha Vikas Aghadi government at 11 a.m. on Thursday. The letter comes amid the rebellion in the ruling Shiv Sena by Senior Minister Eknath Shinde, who has been camping in Guwahati since last week with majority of the party legislators and several independent MLAs. BJP leader Devendra Fadnavis had on Tuesday night met the governor and requested him to ask Thackeray-led government to prove its majority in the assembly. The ruling alliance has approached the Supreme Court claiming the Governor Koshyari's order is illegal as 16 rebel MLAs are yet to respond to an earlier notice of Deputy Speaker seeking to disqualify them. The controversy over whether Jake Balakumar, the director of PricewaterhouseCoopers, is associated with Exalogic Solutions has gathered steam, with screenshots purportedly of the latter firm's webpage being widely shared on social media. Muvattupuzha MLA Matthew Kural Nadan on Wednesday met the press with evidence to prove PwC's association with Exalogic Solutions, a firm operated by Kerala Chief Minister Pinarayi Vijayan's daughter Veena Vijayan. Kural Nadan released the details from the web archives of Exalogic at the press conference. He alleged that Jake Balakumar's photo and details were displayed on the site till May 20, 2020. The site later became inaccessible. When the site was back online on June 20, his name disappeared from the site. PwC has been at the center of controversy ever since it came to light that it was hired as consultant to facilitate the appointment of gold smuggling accused Swapna Suresh at the Space Park without sufficient credentials. In 2020, the Kerala government had barred the firm for 2 years for Swapna's appointment. The crime branch will question former legislator PC George over an alleged plot against Kerala Chief Minister Pinarayi Vijayan by linking him to an overseas smuggling and money laundering racket. He will be summoned to Thiruvananthapuram on Friday for interrogation. PC George has been named as an accused in the case registered over the alleged conspiracy. Swapna Suresh, a key accused in the diplomatic baggage gold smuggling case, is another accused. The complaint in this regard was filed earlier this month by former Minister K.T. Jalil. Swapna Suresh, a former UAE consulate employee, recently confided to the magistrate about the involvement of the CM, his family members Jaleel, former Speaker P. Sri Ramakrishnan, and CM's former Principal Secretary M. Shivashankar in a money laundering bid. She also claimed that a baggage containing currency was sent to the CM when he was in Dubai in 2016. In response to the allegations, Jaleel filed a complaint alleging the whole episode was a conspiracy hatched by Swapna, former MLA PC George and Bharatiya Janata Party. The Kerala government is set to challenge the anticipatory bail granted to Malayalam film actor and producer Vijay Babu in a sexual assault case filed by a debutant actress. The state will approach the Supreme Court to cancel the earlier pre-arrest bail as well as the latest bail granted to Babu as soon as his arrest was registered after questioning. The state government will also question the Kerala High Court's decision to grant bail to the actor even though he had fled abroad after he was booked in late April. That brings us to the end of today's episode. Be sure to come back tomorrow. As always, thank you for listening to Daily News Dose.